Now, I know a lot of you folks out there wonder how a successful South Ender exactly do it. So I'm going to save you a little money going down to the bookstore and buying the hard copy. But we have 7 secret habits of successful South Enders here. First one is start the day before noon, at least on work days. The other 5 days, sleep in. You earned it. Learn how to read. Writing is no longer essential, but the successful South Ender can tweet, Twitter, and text, even if spelling is marginal. Listen to others, especially on Facebook and other social media. Keeping track of friends and enemies, likes and dislikes, is an invaluable tool in the South End toolbox. Decision-making is easy. Just see what the herd is doing. Work at least 1 hour a day. No matter how severe the hangover, the lethargy, the ennui, or excess hedonistic activities, you know, work isn't all bad. Work off the grid. No South Ender worth his or her salt works in order to pay half his or her income to the IRS. Barter heavily with your neighbors and friends. Crab, clam, trap, fish, hunt, or grow it. Food is free and food is fun. If you buy your dinners, food is neither. Learn to repair. Learn to repair your own truck, car, toaster, well pump, toilets, etc. You can't barter or sell busted stuff, and the repairman costs an arm and a leg per hour, plus that service fee to drive half a day to and from your hell and gone address. Knowing a few handy man tricks can save you another part-time job at the fast food joints 50 miles away. Marry up. Chances are you've embraced an ascetic lifestyle. You artists and musicians need supplemental income, and unless you plan to work full-time, low-paid, minimum-hour jobs, second salary is essential. Marry one. Now, if none of these suggestions work for you, plan on moving soon. Life on the South End is mostly for those with alternative fact occupation schemes. If you land here thinking this was just a suburb of America, get yourself a GPS and head back to the mainland. Not guaranteeing jobs necessary, but at least the possibility exists out there in Trump land when America's CEO brings them back. And those of us who stay, well, we could use the extra elbow room. Good luck to you.